Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 14th Rome Film Fest. I'm in company of Edward Norton and Gugu Mataro, director, actor and actress of Motherless Brooklyn.
I perceived this film, I don't know if I'm wrong, but as also as a coming-of-age film in a way, because when you become an adult, it's when your heroes become real people in a way or another. What do you think? Did you perceive it like that for both your characters?
I like that very much. I really do. No one has said that to us.
No.
And I do. I have said that I think Lionel, you know, he has to become Bruce. You know, he loses his mentor and he sort of has to become his mentor. He has to come out of his safe place and grow up. Mm. I think part of the effect she has on him is she's the first person who says, yeah, you got problems, so what?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Battles.
And in a way becomes the person who he realizes I have to rise to where she is if he wants to, you know, be around someone like her, he's got to grow.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting idea, and I love that idea of the day, you know, having your daily battles, and still, I guess that's what being an adult is, you know, and being active in your own destiny, and you know, a lot happens to Laura in the film, and I think probably a different way of looking at it as well is, you know, her sort of discovering her true identity, I guess, and that's part of becoming, you know, coming of age too, you know, and the illusion of your childhood and all of those things, you're just discovering the reality of your heritage, I think is...
It's funny too, I didn't really think about it this way, but I think that for both of them, there's a... it's growing up, but it's just because also it's things get broken and then they reform, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And I think where they are at the end together, it's a lot has been broken and but there's this set you get, hopefully there's this sensation that you're like, but maybe they can reform it. They can reform it for each other in a way that's like a new chapter or a new sanctuary, you know.
Would you walk me into the most amazing scenes I've seen in cinema, which is the dancing scene? Because I think that, as yesterday it was said in the press conference, it's where she saves you. She saves your curtain, where from the anarchy of jazz, everything becomes calm, and there's everything in there. There's your mother, your character's mother, taking care of him. There's the new love. There's everything. So could you walk
into
that?
I like that. We were talking about that. There's limitations to what can be text or verbal, and I think there's a certain point where cinema becomes, it's more than music, it's more than picture, and it's more than words. If it achieves like hypnosis, you know, it achieves like that sensation of a stretched out moment that you've entered into that just has frisson, it's electric, you know. And I think at that point in the film, you've seen enough of his suffering. You know enough about him that it's like built up enough that you want a relief for him. You know, you want relief for him enough that when she delivers it, it's like the water over the dam. You know, you get something. He gets something that you know he's needed. In a way.
And it's funny because it comes out of a moment, I think, for Laura, where she's trying to sort of deflect out of another awkward encounter, and so it's not premeditated in a sense. And I think that that's, you know, it's also very healing between them as well.
Yeah, no, I it's funny when you watch a thing a lot of times, you do it. One of the things I've actually started to appreciate about it that I don't even know, I think until I was editing it, I didn't really get, is just what you said, is that one of the things I love about what Googie did is just that there's a real moment of nonverbal perception where her focus shifts from the reason she's pulled him into dancing is not him. it's really about, you know, antagonizing or blocking off someone else, and the focus is there. And so when suddenly she perceives his distress and responds, it gets your heart more. You know what I mean? Because you see her go through the, make the shift.
Would you say that the film also explores the concept of power? I mean, the constant struggle between the ones caring for the way you do things, like to put the film, and the ones who don't.
Yeah, I think that there's always this argument in a culture. I think right now we're really, not just in the United States, I think in Europe, in Latin America, there's a lot of places right now where there's an affection again for men who are saying, me, I'm the power, you know, give me the power, I'm going to solve the problems. Sort of, yeah. I would say, the bully, or, you know, and in a way, this idea that we would give our power as people over to people who are really just going to do damage to us. So it's like, are we going to make heroes out of bullies, or are we going to make heroes out of people who care for each other? Are we going to say that caring for each other is heroism, or are we going to say this is an argument I actually think that's unconsciously being had about, like, what kind of leadership do we want? And it's timeless. I think we go through it. We've gone through it before. We're going through it again, and it's sort of like that. It's strange to me that there's an allure to that other thing, but there is.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 14th Rome Film Fest for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Edward.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.